This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But it was in the same chapter where he says that he breaks into song with these words, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." I love that. The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. What in the world does that mean? All the power, all the capacities, all the authority of the Lord comes to bear in my life because the Lord's with me. I'm going to talk to you and to me about standing alone for the Lord as we read chapter 37 today. Some of you are expecting babies. We had women in all three services today that are expecting babies. You're looking for a name for a son. Got some great names in this chapter. They're unbelievable. Wait till you hear these names. Zedekiah, son of Josiah, was made king of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He reigned in place of Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim. You're going to have twins, Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim. Neither he nor his attendants nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words the Lord had spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. King Zedekiah, however, sent Yehuchel, son of Shelemiah, with the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to Jeremiah the prophet. You can write a country song about that one. The prophet with his message, "Please pray to the Lord our God for us." And then verse 15, they, meaning the officials of Judah, were angry with Jeremiah and had him beaten and imprisoned in the house of Jonathan, the secretary, which they had made into a prison. Jeremiah was put into a vaulted cell in a dungeon where he remained a long time. My guess is that nobody's going to experience a Jeremiah experience in your lifetime. Nobody's going to be beaten necessarily and thrown into prison because of your message. That's why he was arrested and thrown into prison, because of his message. But I want you to notice the irony. Did you catch the irony where it says that the government officials and the people paid no attention to the Lord's message, yet 2 verses later, it says they sent somebody to Jeremiah and said, "Would you pray for us?" Do you find irony in that? You know, that's a parable of what goes on today. People who have no regard for the Lord. They don't give Jesus Christ the time of day. They don't pay attention to anything this book says. And yet, I'm glad people do this, when there's a crisis, when there's an emergency, they say, "Would you pray for us?" You know, when we saw that as a nation in 9/11, 2001? But for that 1 week, churches all over America were full as people were saying, "Maybe we need to pray this Sunday. Maybe we need to pray this week." And it's an example to me of what God's people, these weren't pagans, they were God's people, who paid no attention to what Jeremiah said. They paid no attention to the word of the Lord and yet had the audacity to say, "But pray for us because we're under attack." Be careful in your life. Pay attention when you notice that you have little regard for the word of God and little regard for the Lord. But on the same token, you want people to pray for you. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm glad people do. But be aware of the irony of that. Do you know what the comparison I would use? How would you feel if your spouse, your husband or wife, treated you in such a way, they were unfaithful to you, they spoke unkindly to you, they used foul language around you, they abused you physically or otherwise, and then say, "Tell me you love me before you leave today." You'd say, "Why? Think of me today, will you? Well, when you're at work, think of me." You would catch the irony of that. And to me, there's no difference in what God's people were doing. Total disregard for his word. They didn't even pay attention to what Jeremiah said, but they said, "Jeremiah, please, please pray for us."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.